Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. So let's jump right in and start talking about facing reality. Reality is that people are living longer.
Yeah, and retirement is a lot different than it was even just 10 years ago. Today, if you're already 65 right now, you can expect to live at least another 20 years.
And one of the things that we get asked a lot is, hey, is it okay if we spend more money early while we're still young and healthy and want to travel and, you know, do all the things that we haven't been able to do because we were working? And the answer is, maybe,
right,
if we have the right plan.
Right, and that's the whole thing. If you don't have a plan for this, because we don't know how long we're going to live, it's not just about how long you're going to live, it's about how long you're both going to live. And not only that, if there's an age gap between the husband and the wife, which often there is, that's another biggie. We got to make the money stretch even longer.
Definitely. You've got to plan like you're going to die tomorrow and like you're going to live forever.
Right. Because one of the things is going to be true.
You've got to plan for both of those things. Mm-hmm. And so let's, another reality. Sometimes people are getting retired whether they want to or not.
Mm-hmm. Involuntarily retired.
Right. Yeah. And that's happening more and more.
It is.
And, you know, there are specific companies in Birmingham that it seems like every year they're going through another wave of layoffs. And, you know, sometimes they'll offer packages to people and sometimes they won't.
Or people, you know, they lose their funding and they're trying to get the older guys or gals off the payroll.
Yeah, you know, there's pensions. So either they're, you know, working for a company that's going through regular layoffs or their job is dependent on, you know, their projects being funded, that sort of thing.
Right.
So this is pretty common because oftentimes people are counting on those last 5 or 6 years of working as getting them ready for retirement.
And sometimes they need to catch up for they were helping their family, their kids were in college later or went back and got another degree or they were back at home. That's a critical time when people are counting on catching up with savings.
And, you know, one of the foundations of retirement planning is that we've got to be able to take your savings, your investments, and replace your paycheck, you know, at least partially. Mm-hmm. We may not have to replace all of your paycheck, but we've got to generate income from your savings. And we say this all the time, but, you know, having a pile of money or a portfolio of stocks and bonds
right.
is not an income plan.
Right.
You know, just being diversified and, oh, well, we're going to pull out money as we need it. Well, how much can you pull out without having to worry about running out? What is a reasonable percentage to be taking from it? Are there ways to take that money and make sure that you've got a secure income plan? How are you going to generate the paycheck that you're going to need from your savings?
Yeah, and I think now retirees are really realizing how challenging that is, way more than it used to be, because the stock market is more volatile than it's ever been. If you're retired or you're close to retirement, this isn't the best time in history to be investing without a plan in good order.
It's one of the most challenging times.
It really is.
You know, it used to be that you could get 7 or 8% or even more in a CD,
right.
8 or 9% in an investment grade bond.
And it's not that it can't be done. It's just that it really needs to be planned carefully. It can't be just done with, you know, not much thought behind it.
Tad Hill here. I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to address a common question I get. The question is, how do I get started? And it's a great question, and the answer is different for everybody. Some people are best to come in for a one-on-one meeting out of the gate, but others want a little more information first. That's okay. If that sounds more like you, then listen closely, because we have awesome events and retirement planning courses throughout our local area specifically designed to help you learn how to address your top financial concerns with a group of your peers. At these events, you'll learn what the structure of a good retirement plan looks like, how to address each area of retirement planning, what questions you should ask an advisor, and what strategies to employ, plus a lot more. So if you're concerned about running out of money, you're wondering what's the best Social Security strategy for you and your family, or what kind of lifestyle you can actually sustain in retirement, these events may be perfect for you. Space is often limited, so be sure to RSVP for one soon. You can check out the upcoming courses in the area by clicking the link in this episode's description or by going to askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. And great news for people that don't live in Birmingham, Alabama, we have recently videoed one of our courses. And so if you would like to get the online version, all you've got to do is call or text 205-988-0006, 205-988-0006, or go to askfreedomfinancial.com and request a login. I hope to see you at our next gathering.
You know, the things that we were just talking about, Tad, like risks, you know, I'm just going to, you know, start naming a few. Like, we were just talking about people living longer, so that's a longevity risk. You know, if we live too long, or if we got enough money to support that lifestyle. Market risk, low interest rate risk, healthcare cost rising. You know, there's a lot of this stuff going on, and this is reminds me of a story. Phil and Donna came in last week, and he'd already thought about a lot of this. He's listened, and he said, I've been listening to your show for 2 years, and it took me this long to finally pick up the phone and come in here.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, we do get that a lot. So listen, by the way, if you're out there listening for 2 years, don't do that. Just pick up the phone and call. It's a lot easier than you think it is, and you really want to figure out the answers. But he was afraid. He came in here and he said, listen, the reason I took that long to call you is I kept listening to all these things that could be happening, and I was afraid I'm a target for all of that stuff. I don't know how to figure this out, and I was afraid of what the answers were going
to
be.
It's kind
of
like, I don't want to go to the dentist, right? Because
right.
I don't want to hear what he's going to
say. So that was what he said to me. And, you know, we hear versions of that all the time. And he said, here's what I felt like. Before I came in, I really needed, you know, the market's up, and I needed my portfolio to go up 20 or 30% so that I'd be in better shape when I came to see you guys. And I was like, wow, that's like cleaning up before the maid gets there or something. You know, that's like doing something.
Do you know anybody that's guilty of that, by the way?
Oh, gosh. But anyway, I was like, you don't need to fix everything yourself before you come in. It's okay. Limp over on the shoulder of the road and we'll figure it out. You know?
Right.
So when we sat down and we analyzed what all was going on, what all are you doing now? What path are you on? And we looked at all this stuff. Here's what we found out. And we find this out quite often. It's not that you need your stuff to go up, your portfolio to go up by 20 or 30%. It's really not going to change your situation. But if it goes down 20 or 30%, it's going to significantly change your situation.
And how often do we see that?
A lot.
Where people will actually be fine if we just make sure that we're going to have a plan in place and avoid that kind of risk. I mean, especially right now.
You know what? He was completely relieved that his portfolio didn't have to do all this extra work where he was scared about the market risk and the danger and all that. He was scared to do that, but he's like, I am really
worried.
He felt
like he had to.
Yeah. He was looking for that number. You know, I got to get to this number before it's going to work. And I'm like, it works now with a good plan. So that's a good tell. So if folks
and
are out there.
How often do we see that?
A lot.
Where people really don't know. Is my stuff going to work? If we put a plan in place, do we have enough money? Are we going to be able to generate the income that we need or want? They are surprised to find out that you have enough money. The biggest risk going on right now is if you end up without as much money as you've got right now because you took a 30 or 40% hit.
And that really does change the picture. So, you know, most folks are looking at it because they hear all this stuff in the media and about the stock market.
Don't listen to radio shows. Turn off the television.
No, but honestly, you hear things like all of this, it's got to go up, it's got to go up. And so that's what you're almost kind of conditioned to think. But honestly, sometimes, quite often, you've already accumulated enough money. We just need to put a plan together to make what you've done work for you.
That's right.
So that when you start using the money, it's going to be okay.
So I want to clarify things for folks. If you haven't been listening for years, if you have, you've probably heard us say this, but we're not saying that we don't need some growth in your portfolio.
No, not at all.
We're just saying that for the stuff you're going to need to live on, taking that kind of risk, I mean, there's plenty of brokers and bankers and people out there that disagree with this, you know, but we think taking that kind of risk with the portion of your money that you're going to need to live on is crazy.
Well, and not only that, Tad, when we sit down, because we carefully analyze not just how much risk they are taking, how much are they comfortable taking? They're not even aware of what they're doing.
I mean, most folks are taking way more than they are aware of.
And then when we analyze what their comfort level is, it's usually the risk is twice as much as the comfort level. So that's like, you know, why is that there? Why is that happening when it could possibly be we could bring down that risk and make it work very, very easily instead of going for the fence?
You know, I had a couple a few weeks ago, and that was her big concern. And this is pretty common that the ladies are more risk averse than the men typically, or at least than the men think they are.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how okay with risk you are, when you quit working and you've got all the money you're ever going to have and you see it start going south, even the most risk comfortable people we know get very uncomfortable
right.
with that, right?
Exactly.
And she didn't want anything in the markets.
Right.
And so when we put a plan together and I was able to show them, listen, we can generate all the income you're going to need with about half the money. So do we want to just leave the other half sitting in the bank doing nothing? And at that point, she goes, oh, no, I'm comfortable taking risk with some of it if I know I don't need it to live on.
Right. And that's the other thing, Tad. You know, you said a lot of people are comfortable with risk because I think they really believe that that's their only option. Like
right.
they don't have any other options. But here's the difference, because here's what they always people that are comfortable with risk. I don't worry about it. The stock market always comes back.
Mm.
But what happens when we're pulling money out?
Yeah, the math doesn't work.
Right.
The markets may come back, but if we're pulling a bunch of money out.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, your portfolio won't.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.